Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Antifa militant gangs have tried to kill ICE agents three times so far this year, succeeded in January in Vermont in an incident that most people probably don't even know about because the mainstream media buried it. When they hunted down the Zizian transgender Marxist gang members who were responsible for executing that Border Patrol agent in Vermont, because you don't like Border Patrol agents, they found they were linked to six murders. I bet you've never even heard about it. That's how the left covers up their handiwork. Well, despite the fact that we have one shot cop who was protecting a Border Patrol facility in Alvarez, they shot off fireworks to try to trick them into running outside. There's a copycat, actually, of one that was done a few years ago. And unfortunately, fortunately, the only one they hit was the police officer guarding the place. They pumped him full of bullets, but he survived, thank God. There were eight of them, transgender Antifa gang members, led by a guy, another Antifa member by the name of Benjamin Song. That was in Alvarez, Texas. Nobody talks about this. People don't even know this stuff's going on. So you have got Antifa documentably hunting, shooting, riddling bodies with bullets, and yes, killing Border Patrol agents as California deliberately tries to unmask them so they can find them and their families at home. And then Jasmine Crockett, mouth of the South, Democrat representative, has the unmitigated gall to say this. And she's talking about Border Patrol agents.
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. Now, I never lived through the slave patrol period. But if you know the history of policing in this country, then you understand that they were born out of slave patrols.
She's lying, as usual. And her mouth is running. She's a Democrat. But okay, let's tear this apart, shall we? Because your left-wing friends just got a new talking point. That went uber viral. She's lying. One of the things that's fascinated me for a very long time, I would have assumed police departments go back 200 years. That's just my guess. No, they don't. They're a very new institution. So this idea that policing came out of slave patrols, no. Do you know when the first wave of municipal police departments began to appear in major cities, and only major cities? There's a handful of about six of them. It was Boston, New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore. Do you know when that was? 1851 to 1857, right before the Civil War. So that's policing, but it's just in the five major cities. That's it. New York didn't form its own city police department until 1845. So this idea that police are a feature of, you know, round up slave patrols? No, not really, no. Now, that's just for major cities, okay? So it's not till 1957 that the five major cities then in America even have a police department. Do you know what's amazing to me about this? Is if you look at old-timey photos from early 1800s, mid-1800s, late 1800s, in their family photos, they'll have their guns. Their gun was sacred to them. Because it's how they lived. You couldn't call the police. There were no police. There were sheriffs to carry out the sentences of the court. You know, jail, hanging, stuff like that, and deliver warrants. But there was no policing. You're on your own. It was not until, this is Google, by the way, until the 1880s that nearly all major U.S. cities had established municipal police departments. Major U.S. cities, not U.S. cities. 1880s. Well, Civil War is over, long over by then. This idea, so policing came from slave patrol? No. No, the police were slave patrol? No. No, no. That's a lie, Jasmine. It wasn't until the early 1900s that smaller towns and rural areas began to get their own police departments. Early 1900s. So this idea, let's listen to her lie again. Here she goes. Oh, and unfortunately I moved that. Yeah, here we go.
But as somebody who understands history,
you don't.
When I see ICE, I see slave patrols.
No.
Now, I never lived through the slave patrol period. But if you know the history of policing in this country, then you understand that they were born out of slave patrols.
Mm-hmm. So she's tarring ICE to go ahead and get them killed. When you say a thing like this, and you know Antifa's hunting them, you know they've already killed one, they tried to kill others, you know that every night they gather outside the ICE facility in Portland, Oregon, and a federal sniper has to pick them off with rubber bullets to keep them from hurting and killing ICE agents, you know exactly what you're doing. You know what you're doing. That's what we're up against, folks. It's the endless lie. But she does get one part of this right, and I got to be fair to her. I got to be fair to her. I'll tell you what part she gets. It's the slave part, right?
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. Now, I never lived through...
Okay, yeah, they kind of are slave patrols, though. But not in the way she's saying. No, they're rescuing the slaves the Democrats brought in. Headline, UK Daily Mail from last week... Migrant children lost under the Biden administration found dead or working as sex slaves. Dear God, how many do we find? Since March, 22,638. So yes, the ICE agents are kind of slave patrols, freeing the slaves the Democrat Party brought in. The child slaves. UK Daily Mail, let's just read it together. After an estimated 233,000 children who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border during Joe Biden's tenure were lost, law enforcement has started to locate them, only to learn of the horrors they have faced under Democrat rule. I added that part. Since March, the Trump administration has tracked down 22,638 kids, finding some in deplorable conditions dead and others used as sex slaves. We found children who've been raped, said John Fabricatori, Health and Human Services Office of Refugee Resettlement senior advisor, told the network. We're talking about debt bondage, where children are being made to work off debt, trafficking debt. We're talking about children that were brought into situations then treated like sex slaves. At least 27 of the lost children have been confirmed dead, with causes ranging from murder, suicide, car accidents, drug overdoses. The drug overdoses because they drug them for the sex. So to be fair to Miss Crockett, yes, they kind of are modern slave patrols looking for the Democrat slave children and liberating them. Just wanted to note that. Somehow Jasmine doesn't want to talk about that. Nobody in America does. You got to read the UK Daily Mail to find out the horrors the Democrat Party has visited upon us.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.